It's a rather long-term story. This is not an arrest that happened because something immediately was happening. The Interior Minister of North Rhine-Westphalia gave an interview, said there was no immediate threat of an imminent attack, but there was attack planning. The cell consists of four people that were arrested today, and one guy, the head of the cell, that was arrested already more than a year ago and is in prison in a town called Wuppertal in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia since. It's a group of Tajiks that came apparently as refugees to Germany, joined in January 2019 the Islamic State organization, and then wanted to first travel to Tajikistan to fight the government there, i.e. perpetrate attacks there. This didn't work apparently out for them, so they started to plan attacks in Germany. Raised some money, obviously had contacts to the organized crime scene here in Germany because they got weapons and ammunition, something you cannot purchase unless you have criminal contacts in Germany. And also, in order to finance their activities, the head, who is now in prison, got himself involved in a plot to kill, it's a hit job for $40,000 in the Balkans, but that didn't go ahead. I guess he's in prison because of that right now.
So what was the plot involving U.S. Forces?
Unfortunately, unlike the U.S., when you make an arrest, there is only very little details that get arrested, apart from the fact that they were planning attacks on U.S. Air Force bases. There is no additional information of what these attacks would entail, but there is information that they got material for bomb making. So I assume they were planning some bomb attacks on some bases in North Rhine-Westphalia.
Do you know which ones are there, which U.S. bases are there? If you don't, it's okay.
No, I can Google it quickly for you if you want to.
No, that's okay. Is there any information on the timing of these attacks, or was it long-term?
No, it was certainly not imminent. Otherwise, the press release would say it was an imminent attack. It was attack planning, obviously in a progressed state. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made the arrests. But it was not an imminent attack. They also planned to murder one individual in North Rhine-Westphalia that was publicly very critical of Islamism and political Islam. But that's about the extent of what the prosecutor released today.
They released the names of some of these people. What does that tell you, the actual names being released, and you know what do you know about them?
No, they were certainly on the radar for quite a while. As I said, the head of the cell was already arrested last year and has been in prison since last year. So they were on to them for a while. They obviously monitored them because there was also the information that they had contacts to Islamic State individuals in Syria and Iraq. So they were obviously surveyed electronically as well as physically. So this was not something that they just came across now. But they did obviously wait until they had enough evidence against them to put them away for a long time.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.